and then he writes songs and things from Savannah, Georgia. He was up at school when I was up there. I mean, those kind of fellas, and you never see them anymore. And he was just a youngster, just, and he was playing the piano, just playing to get in the auditorium, and he would play that piano and write these songs, doing it right then too, sure was. And his brother, Joe, was afterwards headmaster of the school up there. Yeah, there's been quite a few famous fellows went up there. I guess we've had about 25 of our family to go up to school up there.
Oh, sure. So that's where
Yeah, they've all gone up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kirkland.
I guess a lot of people go, I wondered about that. I know Mr. Porter Young, you know, they're good friends of mine. Well, yeah.
You know her? She's fine. She's really fine.
Oh, yeah.
Porter's raised up here.
I know. I just saw her last night.
Well, his sister is married to Jim, my cousin.
Oh.
Yeah, Gloria.
Oh,
and Gloria and my daughter went to school together.
Yeah.
And Jim Tappan, too.
Yeah. Well, he was telling me.
You can't get away from anywhere.
See, I didn't know that. He told me he went to Washington and Lee, you know.
He did.
For 1 year.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We were talking about that because my father went to school at Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well, now, all of my people, my cousin, Dade Moore, my dad's first cousin, which would be my second cousin, played on the first football team at the University of Arkansas.
Oh.
He played on the first football team. My uncle, mother's brother, oldest brother, Lifenhorn, he graduated in law up there.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated in law and he finally wound up being a federal judge out of Washington, D.C. And of course, the went that away. And most of the all went this way to school, yeah. Now Dade went up here to the University of Arkansas. In those days you had to go to Little Rock, spend the night, and then get up, go to Fayetteville, or go to St. Louis and come back down. So hard to get up there. Yeah. Now I wanted to go to Mississippi State. But they said, no, you'll never be a farmer, you'll never be a farmer. I wound up doing all the farming.
Did you wind up doing the farming?
Sure did. Wound up doing all the farming.
So you really ended up needing to know
how
to do it.
That's where I ought to go, was down at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
It was called A&M then,
agriculture. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when they were, when you farmed, what kind of...
We had mules, cultivators, mules and warm cultivators. And we were getting into the tractor. The Fordson tractor was just beginning to be something, and John Deere, you had one tractor to break heavy land, and they didn't cultivate with tractors then, they cultivated with mules.
They used, were they like two mules together?
Two mules to a walking cultivator, and one man. Come on in, Jones.
All right. Yeah. So they used two of them together, and then
they'd have one man, two mules, and a walking cultivator, and he had a cultivator in each hand.
Oh, yeah.
And you cultivate each side of the row. In other words, you straddle cotton.
You straddle cotton.
Right, right.
Okay.
Then you would take one mule and one cultivator, you cultivate this side and come back down the other side. That was slow going.
Yeah, I bet that.
But the walking cultivator would get it faster.
Because you could do it. Would they call that a team of mules or a pair?
That's a team.
Team,
right. Mm-hmm. Now, your logging teams, you'd have six mules to a log team. Or you'd have 6 to 8 to 10 oxen.
Oh, oxen.
Oxen. They used a lot of oxen around here and logging. They sure did. Mr. Charlie had the last oxen here that I know of. Mr. Charlie sure did. His son is still living in West Helena, Henry Morgan. He was a night marshal here for 50 years. Henry, his boy.
Well, would they, what other... Besides the barn, what other kinds of buildings would you have?